Gracious Heavenly Father, may you give me his good gift for this region, Father. Father, we ask you to bless the county we live in, Lord, and bless in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
My pleasure is to the flag, United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need approval of the minutes of regular meeting of July 7th. We got a motion by Dougie Steve, second by Ms. Peterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Need approval of the vouchers.
Motion.
Got a motion by Ms. Stevenson.
Okay.
Second by Mr. Hatch. All in favor? Aye. Any constitutional officers here want to speak? No. Need a motion to go into public hearing. Got a motion, W.C., second by Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
We have a petition by Brian and Deanna Amicus request special exception to be granted as provided in section 3.4.5 special exception to the Dixie County Land Development District permit one recreational vehicle in agricultural zoning district in accordance with petition 6.7.2022 located on the property described as follows: Dixie County Parcel 33, 39, 35, 44, 92, 00, 00. 04580 Northeast 278 Avenue, Old Town, Florida.
Yep. We had some opposition, but I called them and got all that straight, and I'm good with it, so I need a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion, W.C., second by Ms. Peterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Petition by Terry and Deborah Martin back requesting a special exception to the grant as provided in section 3.7.5 special exception to the county land development regulations to permit one recreational vehicle in the RSFMH zoning district in accordance with the petition dated 6/29/2022 to be located on the property described as follows: Dixie County parcel number 23/09/09/00450000951 Southwest 284th Avenue, Steenhatchee, Commission District 5, St. Valentine. There is some opposition and some problems with this lot. The opposition that was brought forward also disclosed that this was an illegal lot split from 2005, does not meet the minimum lot size in the zoning district it's in. And they're absolutely correct.
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion to deny.
Second.
We've got a motion by Mr. Valentine and a second by Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Need a motion to go back to the board.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Valentine, second by Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Seattle Resolution 2022-98, Mr. Ryan and Deanna.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Yep. We had the next person called and canceled on that, so I'm going to move the manager's report up next. So, yep. Who's going to do? Miss Chana.
Okay.
Y'all keep me straight. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll roll with this. Okay. Well, I'm on. We got coordinates 2022-06, an ordinance of Dixie County amending the Dixie County Comprehension Plan relating to an amendment to the text of future land use plan map series of the Dixie County Comprehensive Plan pursuant to an application CPA 2204 by the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida. Under the amendment procedures established in Section 163.3161 through 163.3248 Florida statutes, as amended, providing for amending the text future land use plan map series, including the future land use plan map 2032 of the comprehensive plan, based upon the evaluation completed by the county, to reflect changes in the state requirements pursuant to Section 163.3191 Florida statute, as amended, providing severability, repealing all ordinance in conflict, and providing an effective date. This will be the second reading.
We need a motion on it.
Any discussion on it?
Any discussion?
Motion.
Got a motion, W.C.?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Now we can go to the matter.
Tonight I'm presenting this for Jermaine Cannon and county manager who's on vacation. Our assistant county manager is at another meeting that he has to have tonight. So, request board approval to renew the 5-year lease for the DAV, Disabled American Veterans of the Grant.
Motion. Got a motion, W.C.?
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor?
Request board approval to execute the contract with your equipment for the purchase of the 5-week bulldozer in the amount of...
Motion.
We got
motion by W.C. Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch.
I do want the price out there.
Yep. Go ahead and read the price.
You can finish now.
Of the solid waste bulldozer in the amount of $197,500, and the loan documents are being prepared right now by the Capital City Bank and should be ready for execution on August
14th.
Okay. Hang on.
Got a motion. We got a motion and a second.
Yes, sir.
Any discussion?
I'm sorry, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Request board approval for the tentative budget hearing on September 8th, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. at the
DOCC
board meeting room at
the airport.
Aye.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Aye. Second, Mr. Stevenson, all in favor?
Aye.
No, it'll be a night meeting.
It'll be a night meeting, yep.
Yeah, 5:30.
September 8th. Well, actually, September 1st is our regular board meeting, correct? And then that's a meeting in between meetings. So we're going to have a special meeting on the 8th at what time?
5:30.
5:30.
Okay.
All right. Request board approval to hold a final budget hearing on September 19th, 2022 at 5:30 at the board meeting.
Motion. Got a motion, W.C.?
Second.
Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Request board
go back to that for a second. That's also a special meeting. I want everybody to be clear on this.
Thank
on
you.
A Monday, what time?
I thought you said at the board meeting.
No, it's a special meeting.
Yeah. But it will be posted.
It will be posted in the paper.
Neither one of them too.
I know that one. I may have a conflict with both of those meetings. I've got to go first. Continuing in on my septic tank license I've been putting off, and I'm meeting the deadline, so I may not be able to make next month's meeting. I know I'm going to have a conflict on the 19th because I can't be here.
Can y'all be by phone?
Yeah.
We still have three that can vote if y'all good.
I'll be by phone.
Should be able to.
Okay.
And also, you may need to go to Philip, you to Alderman.
You pretty well set on them dates, y'all?
Wednesday before.
Remember, during the reviewing
because of the way that the trim law is, we have a window that has to be in.
Right, I knew that.
And so that's why it ended up the way it did. Now, we could do it a whole week later, but it's still going to end up being an odd time.
That's what I was trying to get out there.
Let's do it on the first because no, it isn't that. The window opens on September 3rd, so we couldn't do it on the first.
Wow.
You know, that would have been perfect if that would have worked out. But it's 85 days from the day of certification and blah, blah, blah. So it puts it on September 3rd. It's the first day you can have the temperature. So then, and then the other one, we have to turn right around and have the final within a certain amount of days, and it has to be 5 days after, within 3 to 5 days after the newspaper. The newspaper is, the second one is judged by when the newspaper comes out. So it comes out on a Thursday, so they have the meeting has to be on Monday.
As long as we can do it by phone, it won't be a problem.
The only issue that's going to happen, now, fellas, is some of this is a 4-1 vote. Yes, that would be the only issue that we have. And you have to be here in order to vote.
Yeah.
Y'all keep us on the 3-2 vote, we're good. Stretch that money, we're in good shape.
Hope we can do that. But that's the reason that we picked those dates. And like I said, we could move the whole chamille up, back another week if that would help anybody. But if it's going to be the same.
Let's get our numbers together and see where we're at. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that these were
odd. Yeah, it was because of how the calendar fell and the slot in the trim laws is what happened.
Does that 3.6 for the EMS fund fall within?
Yes, it does.
3-2 votes?
Yes, no.
With a 3.6?
No.
We have to have 4 people.
If we go that far.
Everybody can go up. They can't go over it.
Okay.
They can go down. So if
we can go down,
if they can go down, then it would be an issue.
Just wanted to be sure. Okay. We're going to see all the ones in the
study. We're going to do our best to get a budget. Hopefully things will work out that it won't need it. But, you know, if you do, at least you have that option. And the other thing is if you have to, you can table the language that you have to use to suspend the meeting, and you can carry it over to another day. There is provision in the law to do that. There's a special word for it, but yeah, you don't table it. You like extend the meeting to the next
you
day.
You don't ever close the meeting, basically.
Right, you don't ever close
right.
The meeting. The way that works. But I mean, if we had to, we could do that.
Okay.
Are you good?
Yep, we're good.
Should we vote on that or not? Are we motioning?
We have WC and John.
Okay. All in favor? Now we're good. Yep.
Request for approval to set the proposed general fund millage rate at
9.8. Can you do that? Let me look at that again. No, I got mine marked up somewhere.
That's bringing them down from the front row.
Yes.
Yes, that's bringing them down from the front row.
What one was that, the general?
Number 5.
Yep, general.
What did you say?
9.8.
Motion on that.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Mr. Ballantyne, all in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion?
Is it just proposed? We can't jump down there.
Yes.
But it's still lower than the
10. Yes, exactly. This is proposed. Yeah.
Request board approval to set the proposed EMS millage rate at 3.6.
EMS. That will be a 4-1 vote, fellas.
This is just for vote.
I know. I'll make that motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
I second.
Got Mr. Valentine, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Request board approval to set the proposed recreation library millage at 0.5000.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Mr. WC, all in favor?
Aye. Request board approval for the release of lien for Jason and Amy Rose in the amount of, it's a ship lien, I'm sorry, I forgot to put that in there, it's a ship lien.
$59,021.
That's a
what now?
It's a release of a ship.
That's the house they lived out in the DPLM, basically.
Yep.
It's releasing the lien from the county from there.
They made her 12 years.
Did you make a motion on that?
Motion.
We got a motion, WC. Take Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
And we have a second ship lien for request board approval, release of lien for Robert and Hannah Braden. In the amount of
$60,327.
Motion.
Got a motion, WC. Second, Mr. Valentine. All in favor?
Aye.
Request board approval to allow Giles Extreme Steam Pressure Washing and Lawn Care Incorporated to place a banner on the billboard at Grendel Swami. And if you'll turn to the back.
Motion.
You know they have the chain link billboard?
Yeah.
At the park? That's what they want to do.
Got a motion by WC. Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Number 11, which isn't on your sheet, I want to know what your thoughts are on a vote for the attorney to buy for. Do you want to do a special meeting or do you want a vote to extend our interim contract?
I want to vote on it now.
That is
good. What I want to do.
You want to vote on it?
I'm going to make a motion to elect Ms. Chayna
Watson.
We got a motion, WC, to elect Ms. Chayna as our attorney.
Second
by Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Five to five.
Thank y'all. I'll do my best for all of you.
And just some information items for you. Acilla will have a new cell opening event on Saturday, the 20th of August, from 4 to 7, and refreshments will be provided. So you have to go to the Acilla of Greenville, is it?
Greenville, yeah.
On Saturday.
They still cook. They still cook up there.
And we're going to provide refreshments.
And they need to get the confirmation on how many's coming. Pretty quick because with COVID going back around, whether or not they need to reschedule that or what, but it would be
and oh, this is 20th.
On a Saturday.
I'm good, Luke. All good.
And last night up there, the people at Scylla is really commending our workers on their patience and due diligence, working in tight spaces till we get this new cell open.
Mm-hmm.
And they really commended our guys. And Tim on how level-headed and how they're handling things versus the other counties up there having to work in a diverse atmosphere.
Hey. What time is that?
4 to 7 p.m. August the
20th. Yeah, I can do it, sir. All right, I'm good. Is everybody going? We need the head count.
I'm going.
Ms. Marshall needs to turn it in. I mean, everybody, even the public's invited.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice to, for a lot of the workers to
everybody
go
work
there. And they'll give them a tour of the whole facility.
So we know you're going to get right.
Right now, for 12 people.
August the 20th on a Saturday from 4 to 7 in Greenville, Florida at the Osceola plant.
12 sound good, Judy?
Mm-hmm.
12 people sound good?
12 people.
12? Number two, the airport canal system project cleanout began on Tuesday this week, and it's coming along just fine.
Good.
Near construction has completed 27 culvert cleanouts throughout the hammock, as well as two 500-foot culverts at the end of the runway in the airport canal system. And
that's great.
Within
itself.
And they're doing a great job, because I've been calling through a bunch of them and looking at them.
They
surprise how clean they get them.
Yeah.
Should have went through there first. We wouldn't have hired people.
Yeah, you could have got through them.
We could have took out my hose. He was getting too mad.
We still needed to
cut out
my costume.
Yep.
Number four, the courthouse renovations have been completed, as you can see when you go to that side of the building and this side of the building. And it's very nice. And we're now waiting on the sheriff to finish setting up their secure area for the entry on this side. And they've got some things in place, but they're not completed yet. And the courthouse parking lot has been completed, including the wheel stops and the markings. And that looks very nice.
It does. It looks real good.
Don't have to try it anymore. And a reminder that an insurance workshop will be at 9 o'clock prior to the PNCC meeting on August 4th, which that would fail to put on the
Somehow or another, we still got to get out the rest of these people and how much it's on the Willow Oak Canal system that we have not got those right of entry signs. We can't clean that out unless we get that.
I got it out. What is the name of that one project that I sent out? I sent out 114 letters. And I'm lacking 57.
Could you resend a letter easy enough? The ones you haven't received, could you resend them a letter stating we need this information?
Yes, sir.
So we can clean the canal out.
Yes, sir.
Before we do the door knocking. Sometimes they lose stuff. I'm guilty of that.
Only other thing on that is on the a lot of the public still is under the impression that the governor handed us a check and we have a check for all the funds. When in fact we didn't get a check, but we do the work and then we send it up to them and they give us a reimbursement. So
exactly.
So try to get that clarified because everybody thinks we done pocketed all that money and we ain't got nothing.
No.
And we don't get it until we don't get anything until we send the worksheets up there to just doing a reimbursement on that amount.
That's exactly right.
We have sent her name is Mary Claire Swanson. We have sent her our application and our contact list, sent her everything she needs. We're waiting on her to contact us to get an agreement together. Once that gets together, we'll bring that before the board. Once that agreement happens and they start spending the funds, then we'll start working with that 2.7 million to clean out more and get more culverts. Anything purchased from what we understand, anything purchased after July 1st will fall within that 2.7 million. The bridges or culverts or materials purchased for the clean out
goes towards that.
Money coming from DEP, and we haven't even got a signed contract yet. We've been awarded the money.
I haven't gotten a signed contract yet, and that probably won't even happen until September.
Anything else?
That's it.
It is for me, sir.
Thank you. Normally, when it goes, we go to turn now, Yorick. Don Savo, if I pronounce that right.
It actually is.
actually John Savoy was
named Savoy.
His first name.
Okay.
So he's our CEO. He sent me
okay.
his dad, so I'm going to fill in.
Okay.
I'm Lauren Cohn, and I'm the CEO of Oprah.
Okay.
So thank you so much for having us here tonight. I'm hoping that you have a copy of our annual report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. And I'm just going to go through the highlights. So, if you're not familiar with us, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary this year in 2022. So, for over 50 years, we've been providing mental health and supportive services to the communities we serve, including the county. We are accredited by the Council for Accreditation and Rehabilitation Facilities. And we have been promoting our mission, which is to promote the health, recovery, and well-being of those affected by mental illness, substance use disorders through prevention, coordinated treatment, and supportive services. We believe that health recovery and wellness are within everyone's reach. The information included in this report is for this last fiscal year that closed on June 30th, 2022. So in this last fiscal year, we provided 271 Dixie County residents a total of 910 telehealth services. So we've really been expanding our telehealth services over the past year to bring services and reduce barriers to transportation for individuals, which means faster access to treatment for people in the comfort of their own home, prescriptions being sent electronically to the pharmacy, and we also provided tablets for certain individuals who qualify if not have access to a device. There's kind of a breakdown of the demographics of the individuals that we serve. The majority were 18 to 64, and about 15% were under 17. We provided a whole range of care. So if you're not familiar with Meridian, we have services on the prevention outreach end. We've got outpatient services, counseling, telehealth, medication management, medication-assisted treatment, case management, as well as our inpatient acute care and residential treatment. So this last fiscal year, we provided 71 inpatient services to adults, 10 inpatient services to kids. We had a total of 215 psychiatric services, so our outpatient medication management service to adults, as well as 82 medication-assisted treatment services. And just under 300 counseling services for adults, and for kids, about 56 counseling services. And so this just kind of highlights some of the services that were provided over the past year. We accept a wide range of payers, so that we're ensuring that local and public funds are the payer of last resort. The majority of individuals that we see are at or below federal poverty guidelines. Specifically for Dixie County, 88% of the Dixie County residents we saw were at or below those federal poverty guidelines, all of whom were eligible for some type of subsidy to address the cost of their care. Indigent care is funded through Medicaid and state DCS and local national services. For this last fiscal year, 35% of the services were paid for with indigent care funding from the state and county. 53% were covered by Medicaid, and 12% had some form of insurance. But that insurance only covered 3% of the services that they actually So once we look at kind of what services were provided, I think it's really important for us to look at outcomes and how people are doing as a result of those services. Because even though we're providing a lot of services, it really matters how individuals are feeling as a result of those services. So when we look at that, based on our clinical assessment, 75% of adults and kids reported improvement in their functioning and a reduction of their symptoms. So ultimately, they felt better. They felt that they were getting the treatment that they needed. Some of our satisfaction ratings were 95% said they would come back to Meridian if they were experiencing a behavioral health need. 96% said they would recommend Meridian to others. 96% felt that treatment was helpful. And 96% said they felt Meridian staff truly care about their recovery and if they get better. So that's just kind of to highlight some of the things we've done over the past year. So for this year, as you may or may not know, Meridian is required to generate local match funds for some of our state and federal dollars. Our expected federal or expected fiscal year 2023 local match requirement is just under $3 million total. So for this year, we are requesting a 2.1% increase to account for the increased demand and services for this county, including our addition of mobile response teams, which do community-based services in crisis, and our community action team, providing wraparound care for children and families. So that would move us closer to the total match required and would bring the total contract to $55,202.
Does that come out of general or what?
Yeah, that lady sitting out there in the party dress, I'm not sure she knows.
Yes,
okay. Yes. But yes, Gary, you're absolutely correct.
I mean, we've gone over a bunch of numbers earlier.
Yeah, this amount we did put in.
The increase also? What was last year's last year?
I don't think it was a big difference at all. I don't know.
2.1.
2.1%, so it's only a slight increase to bring the total to 55. I don't have the exact number,
we appreciate all y'all do.
Really appreciate your support so much. And thank you so much for having us here this evening.
Thank you.
Jeff Thomas. Thomas? Zoning issue, Mr. Thomas?
I know what it is, yes. He's not here to present it. You're welcome to hire somebody to do the paperwork for them, or wait for your child up and do the paperwork for them.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Greg?
We don't have very much tonight. Just an update on 362nd, 364. Working on some additional driveways to add to the plans after the last field review. We're adding signage, so we have 390-degree curves or intersections on that. We're adding some signage on there to take some of that up and improve that. Also, to meet DOT standards, that some sections that is signed at 45, we're going to need to reduce that speed limit to 35 to meet safety criteria for DOT. So, making those changes. So that's where we're at with that. On Northeast 95th and
Northeast 97th.
That's the application.
Good deal. Getting closer.
Okay, we've talked about speed limit reduction and increase, and do we need to run through the public advertisement to change that speed limit stuff out there, or are we within the law within 10 miles to do that?
We're within the law.
We are
within the standards for doing that.
Okay. Make sure. Road look good.
Over there on the 305, I got a question on the 305 road. The road looks good, but the lines are a little.
Yeah, they're going to come back. They're going to come back and redo them.
Yeah, they're crooked.
They're what?
They're crooked.
Yeah, the lines on 305, but they're going to come back and put some better stuff on them.
He's not an English teacher.
Yeah.
That's Jerry, but that sounds like that's just temporary.
It is temporary. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Jared? Lockner? No, I am here. Miss Cindy.
Good evening, everyone. We are about to wind down. Some of the library
has a program every Wednesday. We added programs on Thursday. We actually had one on Friday. Rita Dunham, I know all of them are similar. She came up and started before. Some of the people didn't get there. Then we send out the next morning on Friday morning to do another one. And I was amazed at the number of adults who came in just to hear her for the kids' program. That's how good she is. So we've had programs Wednesday, Thursday morning, Tuesday on Thursday afternoon. A lot of traffic, which is really good. And our last program will be next Thursday. We're going to have the miniature therapy courses. It's a miniature course. And during all the storming, I looked up and got fireflies and have another week.
We got some, you mentioned it to him, we got some leaks in the library, so we're working on finding some funding to get our library rerouted and let everybody know that. So.
And we're having more people come in. We had averaged there for a while about 50 a month, then it dropped down to about 35, 40. Last month we had 94 new patients come in. Yeah, that's 38. It amazes me that, you know, people move in and one of the first stops they make is the library. So, they're coming in.
Thank you, Miss Cindy. Mr. Freeman, you ain't got no road department. We ain't got nothing from them.
No.
Okay. Mr. Chauncey, he's not here. Mr. Latson, he's not here.
You were notified earlier of his wife.
Do you want to say when them is?
I did not write them down in my
Sunday at 11 a.m. Rural Temple. I think that's the name of the church.
Yeah.
Was it Sunday?
But the wake is Friday, 5 to 7.
Okay.
Temple. Make sure the board has flowers there.
We are taking care of that.
And Miss Linda's son.
Well, that's one of the things I was doing.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mr. Leon? Mr. Brown?
One, I'm aware we have a new engine that we're going to put in town here at our station one. Unfortunately, we don't have shelter for that truck. Our station one ambulance is actually held on somewhat temporary shelter. There are no bays there. We already have our squad truck parked in the rain there. Most equipment only is protected, but it is sun sealed. This engine has hose on the bed that deteriorates in the sunlight, a few other items that it's not good for them to sit outside. We have approval to build a fire station, but we're looking at 18 months to 2 years. That truck needs to be in town and needs to be running right now. I need permission from the board to buy a temporary shelter. We've got some prices. Minimum size we go with, we've got prices between $8,000 and $11,000 and $12,000, some up to $14,000. I would like the board's permission to buy that structure at the lowest bid from whichever company that turns out to be. It's a big chunk of money. Basically, we're going to finance the department already, and she's just okay with that. We've got to do something to cover that.
When the new place is built, they'll have a need and a
yes,
for that.
Yes, and that's one reason we actually got a quote on a pole barn as well. And that was one of my reservations there, is that we can actually move that structure to our training facility. Right now we have no cover, no shade, no no accommodations for shelter for those guys training in and out of the sun, so we can move it there and it can be utilized.
And that was my point, to make sure that we had it.
Motion.
Second.
We got a motion, WC. Second, Mr. Hatch. Any discussion? All in favor?
Thank you, gentlemen. The second thing I have is somewhat what Mr. Stevenson mentioned a few minutes ago. You're aware, and citizens are aware, we were approved for two fire stations, one to 3.7 million, which will add on to our emergency operations center. We'll be here in town, and it will be for that truck as well. The other is in the Arkansas area off of Chapas, where an old volunteer station is that's falling down on our trucks. That was 3.5 that we've not received funding. County manager was hesitant to move forward until we had to sign contracts. So we had an appointment scheduled with Ms. Melissa Dembasour, who is the secretary for the Director of State Fire Marshal's Office, with that appointment back to the last board meeting that afternoon. I wish we would have scheduled it earlier, but that's the date she had. We will not be receiving a contract on that until we give them a task order. So we have to have a task order from whatever engineering company we're going to use to send them. And at that time, they will also send us the contract to be signed before any funding is turned over. I need the board's direction on how we need to go with this and probably the attorney's direction as well. We have engineers on staff. Mr. Bailey's company assisted us with preparing the numbers of the items for that appropriation and getting that written and turned in. I believe he has people on staff that are able to do the engineering on that. I don't know where we are legally. I do know that if we have to go out for bid, it will take another probably at least 60 days minimum. Again, this is going to be a two-year project. I have 18 months before I'm gone. I'm trying not to leave these gentlemen with too much with my drop-ins, and I have no choice. I'm trying to get it done as quickly as I can so that we can have that finished so they're not tied down with a headache. But again, I don't know the legal opinion, but if it is such that we can use a retained on-staff engineer, it would speed up the process.
And I spoke briefly with Mr. Brown. I believe it will be, but I would ask the court, the board, to let me at least do the proper research so that we don't end up in a pickle. But if with the board's approval, of course, I can get y'all a written approval or written opinion, and then y'all can go with that. And I know one of the things Mr. Brown's wanting to get started on it immediately, so I will put that to the front of my list.
What if we just make a motion to approve on our end and providing your
And that'd be fine, and I'll try to get
good. You can get Mr. Greg, because Mr. Greg has a lot of time into this already. If that's
confusing.
So that's my motion.
Thank you.
We've got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Ms. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
I believe that's all I have, unless you'll have something else to meet. We did spend last week at the Fire Chiefs Conference. Couple of my guys went with me. It was a really nice time and a really nice place, but we also made a lot of really nice contacts. We had dinner the last night with that director of the State Fire Marshal's Office that I talked about, as well as the deputy director. They had a good husband and table. We had to talk. Your talk of us going to different conferences, trainings, and such, beware that, or be advised that that's the kind of contacts that come out of these trainings. I know it costs money to spend a few days at a nice hotel. But whenever you have the opportunity to speak to every fire chief in the state of Florida and have dinner with the director and the deputy director, it makes a big difference in how you get things done. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Scott?
I don't have much. I received an amendment to our frame grant contract that we signed a few meetings ago. The only difference is they just changed the date term of the contract, sending it out to a year and a half instead of a year. That's really the only difference, but I do have a copy of both of them here, the amendment, and just need the signature. Since it's an amendment, you probably need an approval on it. So.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, WC, all in favor.
So I included both conferences in case you want to send it. That's all I have. Is there anything to
Thank you, Scott.
Ms. Gale.
Can I say something real quick?
Yep.
I just want to mention what a great job he's doing for the county.
Yes.
In IT. He is phenomenal. Every time I pick up the phone and call him or text him, he's like right
not there.
I love it.
Yeah.
He ain't just started that.
Yeah. I didn't have experience before, but I thought.
Ms. Gale?
I don't have anything for the kitchen program, but Ms. Ellen at the commission office did ask me about flowers from the board, and I will deliver those to the church tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Holly?
She's not on the phone either.
Gentlemen. Ms. Angie?
I've got a couple quick things. You were aware that Ms. Linda's son passed. You just told me to get the flowers. Did y'all want to do anything else monetarily for her? I don't know that she had any kind of insurance to bury her son or anything.
I think $100 each out of our account, $500 would be good, and I'll make a motion to do that.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second to Ms. Peterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll get text up tomorrow. Those services will be Wednesday, 27th at 11 a.m. And they're going to be great size services at the Dixie County Memorial Cemetery. I will be closing the office so that all of us can attend that, but I don't know if anybody else
is going to join. Who's man? Manager's office. Bishop Cemetery, that's Eugene Cemetery.
Yeah,
but be sure that one is cleaned sometimes. Be sure it's cleaned. And,
Eugene Cemetery?
Yes. And
I have an address.
Michael Atkins' wife is also.
Hold on.
What do
you think is called the board of cemetery? Is that
that's right.
Yeah, I went by there earlier. Don't look bad, but just make sure the grass all looks good.
And that's this Sunday.
The Virgin
Queen.
Wednesday the 27th.
I'm sorry, the other one's Sunday.
Of course. Yeah. I had my audit with the Krippner Group, and he actually gave us an attaboy and how we handled the manual and getting that out and other things that we've implemented. Forms and the different things that we're keeping up with, so I'm glad to hear that. One of the things he does want us to do is for all of us, included all of the elected officials, is to have some active shooter training. The world we live in today, we need to have a plan in place, so that's something we're going to be looking at going forward. Wanted to also bring up that we needed to be aware of spam emails and phishing. I had some this week. Asking for a bank account to be changed.
Mm.
Yeah. So just be aware of your emails and the actual email address that's attached to a name. It's not the right one. So it's got to get aware of it. That's all I have unless you have anything.
I got some.
Okay.
I want you to look at our community buildings, see what our costs are. For utilities, the maintenance costs, and versus our rental costs, and get back with us with some good solid numbers, please.
Okay. How much it costs us on electrical?
Yeah, utility
insurance.
Yep.
In regards to something she said, we've already had one active shooter training years ago. We're in conversation with the sheriff's office at this time for another plus. We're actively signing up for an off-site education session on Sunday as well. So those things are.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mrs. Watson, our new attorney.
I'd like to thank all of y'all for voting for me and giving me a chance and having the confidence in me to let me do this work for y'all. I'm very thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. By all means, anything you have, my office is open. We'll accommodate y'all. And I've had some of the public actually already stop by because, of course, word got out with different questions, and I've run those back through the county manager. There is some things that I know is going on that I need to get up to date on. I'm working on getting with that. If anything that y'all know I need to know about or need to be researching for y'all, by all means, let me know, and we'll get y'all some good valid information on that. I've been working on the roadway ordinance. I've got some information on that that I'll get put together in a format so that we can discuss it and try to get it exactly like y'all want. And the other issues that I've got some more that I'm working on with the county manager's office that I'll get with y'all as after we've got it a little bit more fleshed out also.
Are you going to mention what you mentioned earlier?
One other thing, too, I do need. I do have, well, actually, I'll give it to Ms. Martha. Mr. Osteen did tender his resignation effective July the 30th, I believe is what it says, Ms.
Martha.
Yes. So we did receive that from him. Ms. Martha has the original one of that.
I also have another one at the office. Also, the thing you mentioned earlier about the property. One lot.
I'm drawing a
conflict.
Conflict. I'm sorry, yes. Thank y'all. I have a case in which I did not handle the foreclosure. There is a foreclosure that was completed that has been to the point of a judgment. It was put up for tax sale. The party who got the foreclosure and the attorney that was handling it for him neither showed. So it was to be sold, but didn't happen. So the attorney that was handling it has kind of stopped handling it, my understanding from the client. And the client's asked me to get the property back before on the courthouse steps so they can move forward with their foreclosure. At the initial beginning of this, it was a property that possibly the county had some interest in. At one point, it had a ship loan. But y'all were served on that. I'm assuming probably Mr. Osteen handled that because it's already been foreclosed. The owner was Norris McKinney, and it was against, oh, goodness, I thought I had it right here, y'all. I don't.
But the county has some kind of legal right to it, but it didn't at that time.
Right. Basically, I believe, again, I have not researched what right the county had still left in it because at that point, when I took this job, was prior to taking on the county. And I have not, I've got the documents prepared, but about the same time I started working interim for y'all. So I've kind of got it tabled right now. This has already been through the foreclosure, though. It has been put on the courthouse steps, or at least the scheduled sale has happened twice. The first time, no one gets noticed through the newspaper. The second time, undoubtedly there was a failure there too. So that's the reason it hasn't already went back to the original lien holder who had a lien in conjunction, I guess, with the ship.
My question is if the county hasn't done a release of lien and it has slipped through the cracks, are we going to be responsible to pay back the state those funds? Because that's the purpose of if they don't meet their contract.
This is probably, how old is this? I bet it's 10.
This one, I think, and I'll be honest.
If you decided to leave the lien, we wouldn't have had anything
Written out. And it may have been, again, when it was served on, and I'm speaking about something I haven't researched, because, again, I was just trying to get a scheduled sale for the client. Most likely when it was served, Mr. Osteen would have looked at that. And it very well may be that the ship guidelines have been met, but we may not have, as a county board, have issued the satisfaction at that time. But for that reason, had to be named in the suit in case we had any interest still remaining. Most, from what I understand from looking at it, I believe the parties passed that were the original owners, and that's the reason it ended up in the foreclosure. But I do need to do a little bit of research on it. But, again, because of the nature of what it was, I needed, you know, if the board wants, then I will hand this off, unfortunately, because I've already been up in the middle of it, to someone else for them to look at, because at this point I think I'd be conflicted to represent the county, and possibly even the client because of the fact that I now represent the county. So hopefully this will be the only conflict. These things, like I say, at the time it wasn't an issue because I wasn't on board.
Okay. Yeah, are you done? Okay. Personally, I want to welcome Ms. Tana and look forward to working with her. The other thing I'd like for county manager's office to do is draft letters to the other two applicants, let them know the decision the board made, and thank them for taking time out of their day and coming and doing the interview process. I think all three was a really good interview, and thank them and let them know where this is not drug off and they don't find out on the street. I think the board owes them back.
Absolutely. And we have one question. As far as the Lemon Club, do you know where we stand on giving that back to the city?
Actually, the board had voted to do that the last board meeting, so I provided them the deed this today. Mr. Story has signed off, so it
okay.
will be recorded tomorrow.
Gotcha.
So it should be going back to the city.
It was on the front page of the paper. And I've had people call down there, and they're telling them to call me, and so I kind of wanted to...
We did get it signed off on today, so that,
okay.
Of course, it'll be recorded tomorrow.
So I'll need to take it off insurance as well.
Yes.
Okay.
So it would be officially recorded sometime tomorrow, probably early morning.
Okay.
Do you want me to have Mr.
Jamie
sign that letter?
Please. And if we need to, I'll make a motion for Jamie to sign that.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second,
Mr. Peterson. All in favor?
Aye.
That's some pretty quick motions on me signing something there.
Yeah.
Please do stress, though, that they've really done a really good job interviewing.
Yes, they did.
You want to mention about conflict of interest possibility?
It's too complicated. We can reach out to them.
Yeah.
If need be.
Is that it? Mrs. Hickenbottom.
I do not have anything tonight.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you. We just kind of did a little budget recap for you guys so you can kind of see where we're at right now.
The percentage on this bar line, that's what's left, or okay.
So you can see the general fund, just a little rough right now. We do have a few grants that we are waiting on reimbursement for.
So like 6, 7, 8.
Nine
grants that I applied for reimbursement on.
Yeah. So
a little over 300,000.
Really? 75% a year, that's none of them numbers.
Yeah.
So we got it set for that 74. All right. They all look pretty decent.
Yes.
Do y'all have any questions on the rock of the house?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir.
Commissioner items.
Wait a minute.
We need to do under the park section, go over the value adjustment board, get y'all with the bed, and make the recommendation for him to want to serve.
I like the same ones we had last time, but Deputy Chief won't be able to do it, so I'm going to recommend and make a motion for Jamie and Jody.
All right, so for your first commissioner,
Jody Stevenson.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Second.
We got a motion.
Second, Commissioner.
Jamie Story.
Jamie.
Motion.
Second. We got.
And also your chairman.
Jody,
your name.
Name
for
the
CAB.
Oh, got a
quarter? One of them has to.
We don't care. Let's, I'm going to say Jody. Because we might need a new chairman.
There you go.
Next time we do an organizational meeting. Good practice.
You got all the motions and seconds. Any discussion?
Well, give me a motion and second for the chairman.
Motion for Jody.
Got a motion for Jody?
Second for Jody.
Second. All in favor?
You're a property owner.
Who did we have last time?
Mr. James Gilman from Gina.
Motion for him if he can do it, if not.
Second. We got a motion, Mark, and second, Mr. Stevenson.
And then your board attorney was Attorney Thomas Kinnon.
Motion.
Got a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So all that will be left is for the school board to choose their representatives, their alternate, and they will choose the business owner. Represent,
so once that is decided, then we'll move forward with setting the
first board of the whole committee. And then once we've got
the school petition, we'll schedule hearings. Okay. Don't we need some alternates now?
Let's see. Last year, you had Mr. Mark Hatch as your alternate. There you go.
I need a second on that one.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. The school board will choose their alternate, and they will choose the business.
So this means if Mr. Jody is sick that day, that Mr. Hatch has to come do this.
I think I've got a fever room.
So, yes, if one's not
necessary,
the alternate will have to be
in.
Is that it?
Taking all this in, ain't you? Mr. Adams, Mr. James, you got anything to say? Ms. Mark?
Just y'all please keep Preacher and Ms. Linda in your thoughts and prayers. And...
Mr. Jody?
I don't have anything.
Mr. WC?
I just want everybody to know I appreciate them and their support over the years, and I'm counting the days.
Well, I'll say thank you for everyone for attending this afternoon. I think we had a good meeting. And congratulations, Ms. Watson.
Thank you.
I know you'll do us a good job. And just thank you for being there for us.
No problem.
Thank you. Now, I ain't got no cards up here from the public, but now, is anybody, it's y'all's turn. Anybody need to say anything?
Yes, we do.
That is
there is a caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, this is Deborah Martin-Bass. And did I understand correctly that you denied the request for the RV?
That's the special exemption in
that was the one with the lot size.
That's the lot size, yes. That's been denied.
Okay. Shouldn't I have been allowed to speak on that? I had been on. I did. I raised my hand. I was here. It was very hard to hear what y'all were saying, but I put in the star 5 and the star 6 and was not called. They wasn't even asked for comments.
Well, we didn't see it on this computer here, the comments, but you can talk now.
Is that going to make a difference? Since you've already voted? Can I appeal it?
If the lot size is not legal, it's not going to make any difference.
That's right. Yeah, Mr. That's what you said, Leon. The lot size is not legal.
The lot size is not legal? That's the reason why it's being denied? That's
the reason why it's being denied, yes.
Okay, and should that not have been told to me before we made application? Or is we were asking for a variance?
Ms. Leon said
so what size? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Ms. Leon said he couldn't stop you from applying that, but we did have some neighbors opposition to that, several neighbors.
Okay, there's other RVs there on smaller, you know, there's like four RVs on one lot that's smaller than ours.
I can't answer that one.
So... okay. Is it, what size does the lot have to be?
Mr. Leon said to submit a complaint, and then they'll look at it.
Okay. And what is the size that it should be?
What's the size? He said double that size. You've got half a lot. You need a quarter. Yeah, you got a quarter.
So 100 by 200?
So you need 20,000 square feet. To
okay.
meet the minimum lot size. So basically you need
okay.
two lots the size, another lot just like yours there.
Okay, but I can build a house.
Are you a realtor?
Yes, I am.
Well, shouldn't you, you already should know this then, shouldn't you?
I'm in Lathrop County, I'm not in Dixie County, so I don't know all the rules up there.
Okay. Any other questions?
No. So I can submit a complaint. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry?
Yeah.
I can't understand what she's saying.
Yeah. Can you
repeat what she said? Because I can't hear what she's saying.
She's saying that you need to call in Leon. He can tell you the neighbors that complained on.
Okay. Let me see if I can help.
That has nothing to do with the neighbors. It goes
right
to the lot size. But she's going to file complaints on the other lots. So if you have to go do
she
that,
she has to.
The
yeah.
other people in that subdivision, you have to go do that.
Yes, you just come and see Leon, and he'll direct you in the direction you need to go on that.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll do that. We'll do that. Y'all have a great evening. Thank you.
Y'all ask me. I'm going to ask her. I'm going to ask her.
Just to clarify, she never raised her hand.
Yeah. I didn't see anything.
Do we have lots in that same area with structures on them that size?
Not that
size. There's RVs right there adjacent to that small lot.
Yeah, but do they have enough square footage for the RVs?
Yes. These are
legal lots.
Okay.
We got, that's right, Ms. Barbara.
I'm just concerned about the board's feeling, are we always and forever going to grant special exceptions for RVs? Because this is going to become a trailer park.
I've been trying to.
Can we stop it? Can we select a date to stop it?
It's going to be hard to stop it completely. If someone owns property, they should be able to do something with it. But we should be able to put stipulations. We can grant an exception, but they've got so long to start a lot or do something improvement where it doesn't just stay stagnant. Sorry? Tax base for the RV? I think they just get assessed the property, the vacant property tax, and that's the reason we did the RV assessment to try to get something back on that.
And
I understand.
And we are working on raising that.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Well, didn't someplace
Well, see, now she allows four RVs per lot. Well, way more than us. Gilchrist County, Adelaide County didn't used to allow RVs, but now they're allowing RVs as long as they're not lived in longer than 6 months out of the year for, like, recreational use for the river or a hunting season or something like that. But even if they do it more than the 6 months, then they pull the exception. But I would like to see our county to go to something along the lines where they have so long.
You put it about $1,000 a year for the first year, and then after that about $3,000 a year, you'll stop all that.
Well, you put something in there where they have to start building up a certain
point. Yeah, if they ain't building that for a year, triple their price, then next year they'll be building a house.
There you go.
They're getting screwed.
Exactly.
Bottom line is, y'all, what these exceptions need to come to is an end of the road. You know what I mean? You got so long to start building a house, or you move it, go somewhere else. But you got to establish. We have to establish an ordinance before we can do that. You know what I mean? And it has to be known when people buy these properties, and that's the way the ordinance is now. And they ain't just running up here buying a little lot of land to move a camper on and don't have anything to do nothing else. So that's
but
got
what
it.
About the people that are already there?
Well,
I mean, you know, they don't have to be involved, too.
When you apply for an exemption, what is the length of that exemption?
Definitely. The way it's written right now, it's indefinite, and it's to the property. When that eviction is written and given, it's to the property. So if you sell it or whatever, they get that eviction when they buy that property.
They get that to pay $300.
As long as they pay
$300 a year.
And renewals, every year. $300,
that's it.
But we're working on getting that.
The way it is written, it ties to the property, not the person. Indefinite.
I'm going
to put wheels under my house and call it an RV. Too late, you're going to fall to death. We got anybody else want to speak? Are you sure? All right. Need a
motion.
We got a motion to adjourn. Need a second. Second. All in favor?
All right.
Valentine.